It is now 7 p.m. Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023, and the public hearing is called to order. For the record, this hearing is being held at the Richland County Recreational Commission Adult Activity Center in Hopkins, South Carolina. I'm Monica Taylor, the DHEC hearing officer for tonight, and I would like to welcome you. I would like to make a few introductions before we get started. Tonight, Christopher Hardy and Byron Amick presented on the proposed renewal of Westinghouse Electric Company, LLC, Columbia Fuel Fabrication Facility, Air Quality State Operating Permit, and the NPDES Wastewater Individual Permit Renewal, which are currently under review by the Department of Health and Environmental Control. The Westinghouse facility is situated at 5801 Bluff Road in Richland County. Other DHEC staff in attendance tonight include Steve McClaslin, who is the director of the Air Permitting Division, Crystal Rippey, the manager of the Industrial Wastewater Permitting Section, Keisha Long, our EJ coordinator. Also have Ken Taylor, the Assistant Bureau Chief for the Bureau of Land and Waste Management, and we also have Veronica Behringer, our EQC Midlands Region Area Director and Regional Staff, Sonia Johnson, and Andre with us as well. We at DHEC acknowledge the community's interest regarding Westinghouse. This public hearing is a chance for you to formally share your comments on the following permits under review: Air Quality Draft State Operating Permit Renewal, OP-1900-0050V2.0, and the Bureau of Water, NPDES, Wastewater Individual Permit Renewal, SC-0001848. To make sure we have a complete record of all the interested parties, please make sure you sign the attendance sheet. If you have not already done so, please feel free to do so now. We will use this list to inform you of the final decisions on those permits. During the public hearing, there will be no question and answer permitted. We ask that only comments be received. However, I myself or another staff may request you elaborate on a point if that is needed. If you do not want to make an oral comment tonight, you can still submit comments to DHEC. And we talked about that earlier on ways that you can do so. Those ways would be via mail, written comments. You can email those comments, and you can also submit them electronically. Information on how to do so is available via the public notice, and tonight's agenda handout also have that information. Commenters have until 5 p.m. on Monday, June 19th to submit remarks on the two proposed permits. Comments submitted through writing, email, or the DHEC online public notice platform holds the same weight as an oral comment recorded here tonight. To ensure accurate recording, please make sure all statements are made in the microphone. Kindly state your name clearly. Spell your name, last name, if necessary, if you think that will help. Please speak one at a time, as comments from other parts of the room will not be recorded for the record. Having already summarized the proposed permit, the process for the informational meeting, we will begin taking your comments now. But I'd like to say, as a reminder, although there may be other comments, the focus of tonight's meeting is solely on the two permits that we discussed in the presentation. any comments that has been written and submitted to DHEC previously on this proposed permit will be taken into the record, as well as written comments received until June 19th. To start, we would like to call on any elected officials. If we have anyone with us tonight that is elected official, we'd like to go ahead and start and ask if there are any comments. At this point, we will now, we will then ask that our groups provide their comments. If that is a group, if there is a group represented by an individual person, we will move on to groups, and after that, we'll move on to our individual person. So please note that if you have not signed up and you do still want to comment, there will be an opportunity to do so. So we'll move forward with calling on any groups that may want to comment for tonight. We do have the microphone set up in the middle of the room. If you would kindly state your name and spell your last name if needed.
Okay. Hi, my name's John Grego. The last name's spelled G-R-E-G-O, and I'm with Friends of Concrete Swamp. I'll mention ahead of time that that some of my comments may drift into issues that aren't directly related to the licenses, but given the fuzzy boundary between groundwater and surface water, I hope they don't prove irrelevant. Okay, I do stutter a little, so I may pause occasionally. Okay, Friends of Concrete Swamp would like to offer the following comments based on previous comments and a recent annual groundwater monitoring report. First, on Denley Cemetery. There was much discussion between Westinghouse, SC Department of Archives and History, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission surrounding Denley Cemetery, the historic African-American cemetery on site. Generally, recommendations were made to assure that any new monitoring wells or other site activity would not disturb unmarked graves. In inspecting maps, recent maps of contaminant plumes, it was troubling to note that both nitrates and chlorinated volatile organic compounds, or CVOCs, were detected within Denley Cemetery's footprint. The technetium, the technetium source investigation work plant, technetium 99 or TC99, a man-made radionuclide, is present in groundwater in the now retired East Lagoon. The East Lagoon was initially believed to be the source of TC99 contamination, but a work plant set up to identify alternative sources did not conclusively establish a source. Though the Nuclear Regulatory Commission concluded that the presence of TC99 might be due to past surface releases, TC99 pollution appears chronic rather than acute, suggesting the source of pollution is an ongoing problem rather than a single legacy event. Groundwater sampling. The groundwater sampling now comprises over 100 wells, with many added as part of DHEC's consent agreement, including several placed in the floodplain for the first time. Groundwater contamination by fluoride, nitrates, CVOCs, and radionuclides have been well documented for years. Recent testing confirmed presence of fluoride and nitrate in the Black Creek aquifer. Alarmingly, some of the floodplain wells detected CVOCs, including a couple that were placed on the opposite side of Mill Creek and the Sunset Lakes from the plant. We are troubled by the presence of any CVOCs at wells down gradient of Mill Creek and the Sunset Lakes, since there has been no obvious explanation of how a contaminant plume could pass through the lakes. Surface water sampling had been intermittent in the past, but sampling conducted as part of the remedial investigation found fluoride in all samples, nitrate in several, and CVOCs in two. Sampling included drainage ditches, Gator Pond, and upper and lower Sunset Lakes. We consider the testing plan to be insufficient. We recommend that additional testing take place at Mill Creek and the Sunset Lakes on analytes and tissue samples from fish and other species such as freshwater mussels and macroinvertebrates. Detection of uranium in sediment and sludge samples from stormwater ditches, the wastewater treatment plant lagoons, and both Sunset Lakes precipitated further study. Sediment sampling included the East Lagoon and Sanitary Lagoon, as well as water bodies in the floodplain. Fluoride and nitrate were detected in many of the samples, and uranium was detected in the wastewater treatment lagoon in 4 samples from the Sunset Lakes. Westinghouse speculated that uranium may have resulted from a 1971 spill of 1 to 1.5 million gallons of wastewater, but a source of uranium pollution in Sunset Lakes is yet to be identified. We encourage surface water sampling for uranium in that context. Those are my comments. Thanks.
Thank you for your comment. And also, if you would like to turn in any written comments that you have used here tonight, we will gladly take those as well. Okay. Now we'll move on to individuals who would like to comment for the record. We call on you to now either raise your hand or step up to the mic in order to provide a comment. Okay, it looks like we have possibly concluded the persons wanting to comment here tonight. Okay. Well, with that being said, before I close this hearing, I want to again express no decisions will be made here tonight. DHEC will follow the administrative process to make the final decisions on the permit applications. We will review the comments from this hearing as well as all the other written comments received and make a final decision on each permit separately. Everyone who has pre-registered online, attended tonight and signed the attendance sheet and gave a written comment will receive a copy of the department's decision. Once the decision is made, any parties affected will again be given 15 days from that date of the decision being mailed to file a formal administrative appeal against the department's decision. The department notice of decision will provide detailed instructions on how to request an administrative appeal for that permit, for both permits. If there are no appeals filed within 15 days of the department's decision, the agency decision will be considered final. So with that being said, I'd like to thank you all for attending tonight. The time is now 7:12 p.m., and this hearing is officially adjourned.